You've worked with so many different producers. Was there any, I don't want you to have to single anyone out in the sense of, was there any of those producers that you felt more akin to than another? I mean, was there a producer that taught you as a producer, like you just were speaking about? Is there someone you grew from as a bit?
Jack Clement, he was one of the main ones because he's a firm believer and you can make a hit record in 3 minutes, you know. And I've recorded with a lot of different styles of producers. The best ones hire the people that they want them to play and then let them play. And if there's a problem or something, then step in and kind of, you know, figure it out together. Alan Reynolds was great at that. I mean, he was Garth Brooks' producer, Crystal Gayle, and he wouldn't say much. I mean, he'd just let you play, and that's the main function of a producer. He's producing a record, a product, but the musicians are the ones that are all congealing into one idea of that song, you know, building that sound stage for that song. It's fascinating to me. Every one of the producers is a different style. Like Billy Sherrill, he used to produce George Jones and Ray Charles and all these different people. And sometimes a band would get in a big discussion out there about something, you know, about a song, and he'd come on the intercom and say, "What's all that cerebral crap out there?" He says, "Just play the damn song, you know." That was Billy Sherrill. He was real straight ahead and things, but he would figure out one thing in a song to make it just come alive, you know, that like a modulation unexpected or something, or a break, you know, just a little thing. But he had a good ear for that, good understanding.
Now we have all this new technology, and you've been working on a DVD. Tell me a little bit about what that is.
It's an instructional DVD on hand drumming and how to play hand drums with like conga and djembe and these different hand drums that fit so well acoustically with acoustic instruments. I fell in love with them. I mean, when I started playing them with Don Williams, you know, like the all these different percussion instruments, it was fun. And I put together a DVD that shows from the beginning how to play, how to begin playing hand drums, where you can teach yourself and you can see these things. They're really simple, and I'm really proud of it. I think it's going to be a great DVD.
When do you think that's going to be available for people?
Probably no later than the end of June.
Of 2009?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
ready. Coming out. Yeah, it's in the final edit. And it's really neat, man.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah.
So a lot of people new to Nashville, a lot of folks new to Nashville are always wanting to know what they could do to get into the studio world, whatever instrument it is they may play. You got any advice for anybody about what you do when you come to town, new to town, how to get in the door?
Play music with as many people as you possibly can play with in as many different styles as you can play. And demos and things aren't so important because not many people actually sit down and listen to somebody's demo when they come in and have a demo of themselves playing. They don't have time for one thing, and it's hard to tell whether it's, you know, your most of the job is compatibility and how you get along with other musicians. Like, after you can play, 90% of it is whether you can have fun together on a session. You know, it's not like shouldn't be something you could dread, you know.
So I know that for a certain amount of time, you were with the Tone Patrol.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the Tone Patrol.
That was a fun band to play with. Dave Pomeroy and Sam Bacco and Kirby Shellstadt. We used to play jazz at Douglas Corner. We played there for about a year and re-recorded every night, you know, that we played there. And Dave somehow managed to edit all of that music and just kept the solos that we did on these songs. Didn't use any of the songs, just the solos, and edited them all together and made the CD, which goes on for 45 minutes, and it's like free jazz. I mean, it's just, we had everybody, you know, Sam Bush, and come and sit in with us and stuff. It was a lot of fun, man. It was an experimental band. And we played music that we wanted to play, you know, just for kicks.